Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Turn my ring. Turn my ring.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the formerly Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, now Prayer Works Ministry, with your host, Dr. Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and also Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. At this time, let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks to your holy name. We bless your name. We come before you right now, Lord, asking you for forgiveness. Please, Lord, forgive our shortcomings, forgive our sins, O God, and blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you right now, Lord, to come and to be with us during this hour. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, speak unto us and minister to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. We pray, God, that you will take control right now, that you will move by your spirit, that you will send your anointing, O God, that you will bless every listener who's listening right now, God. Let a blessing come upon them, Lord, and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we need you right now. We are asking you to have mercy on us, oh God. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, Lord. Anything that you're not pleased with, take it away from us, Lord Jesus. Remove it right now while we're praying. Lord, bless your people today. Strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Take us through, my God. Take us through, Lord Jesus. Hold our hand, Lord, and walk by our side. Lord, we're down here waiting on you. We're going through many trials and many tribulations, troubles on every side, Lord. That we need you to be close to us, my God. We need your protection, oh, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord, to intervene right now. Oh, blessed Savior, destroy the works of darkness. Destroy the yokes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, break the chains that bind your people in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, my God, and save the unsaved. Deliver the bound today. Lord, heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Please lift heavy burdens, oh, my God, and give comfort to those who are dealing with bereavement. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Lord, while we're praying, oh, God. Manifest yourself. Manifest your great powers in the name of Jesus. Have your own way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. Lord Jesus, we are praying that you will expand our ministry, Lord, that you will let this ministry reach souls near and far. Oh, Lord God, that you will let your word have free course and go out over the airwaves and reach those, oh God, who are so far away, Lord God, and those who don't know you, Lord Jesus. Let them hear your word. Oh God, reveal yourself unto them. Manifest your powers, oh Lord. Let them know that you are the true and living God, and there's no God beside you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on our leaders today, that you will bless them, Lord, that you will give them visions and revelations, give them wisdom and knowledge concerning leading your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on the leaders around the world, that you will put it in their hearts to do what's right, that you will touch their minds, oh God, and those who don't know you, Lord, make yourself known to them and save their souls. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord God, that you will save those lost souls, oh God. Souls are in trouble, Lord Jesus. Souls feeling that there is no hope. But Lord God, reach out to them today. Lay your hand upon them. Touch their minds and their hearts. Open up their eyes and let them see the truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The souls, oh God, who have been led astray by the false prophets, have mercy on them, oh God, and turn them around and bring them. We know you are able, my God. Work wonders, Lord Jesus, and work miracles, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Please have mercy, oh Lord Jesus. Have mercy on the backslider and help them to return unto you. Help them, Lord, to come on back home. Please, Jesus, loose their bonds right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord, my God. Lord, please work it out right now. Fix it, Lord Jesus. Even in our homes, oh God, fix it in our homes, Lord. Fix it in our families, Lord Jesus. Save our unsaved loved ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God, and let your holy will be done. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. For without you, Lord, we can't make it down here. We can't do anything without you. Lord, you are everything to us. Please, Lord Jesus, hold our hand, Lord, and lead us in a plain path. Direct us, O God, in the way we should go. Order our steps, O Lord, in your word. Keep us in your will, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. Lord, send your anointing, please. Let your anointing abide on us, that we may do your will, Lord Jesus, and that we may do it according to your commandments, according to your standards. Oh, blessed Savior, we need your help, Lord. We need you to help us today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless them, Lord, with the blessing they stand in need of. Lord, move in miraculous ways and work wonders, oh my God. Remember you, O Lord, in a special way. And we're asking you, Lord, to please visit the hospitals, visit the facilities, oh God, the nursing homes, oh God, the hospice facilities. Make your holy visitation, Lord, and work a miracle in somebody's life. Lord, give somebody a little more time to repent of their sins. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Be merciful and save, my God. We know you are able, Lord, and we believe you right now. We believe we have the petitions that we are praying for right now, God, and we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for having mercy on us. Thank you for your grace toward us, oh God. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for keeping us and preserving us, oh God. We thank you for everything you've done and for what you're doing right now, even for what you're about to do, Lord. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. We give you glory and honor. And we magnify you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised morning and night. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for just being so patient with us and for blessing us. Praise the Lord. And once again, we welcome you to the Prayer Works Ministry. Amen. Prayer Works Ministry is God-inspired. Amen. And it's also dedicated to prayer. And this is what we need more of, more prayer, inspiration, encouragement, preaching of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are on the move for Christ. And it's no time for stopping, but we have to continue to press our way and continue on for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, God has truly blessed us down through the course of this year, 2023. The Lord has been good to us and has done great and mighty things. He's worked many miracles. We've gone through so many things, but the Lord has been there with us the whole time, and I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God is truly a mighty God, and we've been reading the Word of God throughout the course of the year periodically, and we're getting down to the very last portion of the year, just have about 6 or 7 more days left in this year, and before you know it, a new year will be coming up. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have a scripture reading on this afternoon, and we ask you to get your Bibles ready get ready to read along with us. Those of you who have been endeavoring to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, regardless of where you are in the process, we want to encourage you to keep on reading the Word of God. Amen. If you don't read as much as you wanted to read this year, just don't stop until you reach your goal. Amen. Everyone's not going to be at the same place at the same time, but as long as you have your goal set to be able to read that Bible from Genesis to Revelation, read it at the pace that you can go. But the main thing is, don't stop, don't give up, but keep on going. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have our own evangelist, Dr. Khadija Hameen, read scripture on this afternoon. So we're going to get ready to turn the broadcast over to her. And we also thank God for evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. She is on the broadcast. We thank God for her being on. Amen. And we're going to get ready to go to give it over to Dr. Hameen that she may read scripture this afternoon. God bless you, evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, evangelist Hameen, and evangelist Maybelle, and all those on the broadcast. And I'm very excited to read the scripture today. And as evangelist Hameen began to say, we have been reading throughout this year, and if you've been following along, my Bible has 732 pages, and I just divided that by 365, and it gave me two, which meant that I needed to read 2 pages a day to get to 732 at the end of this year. So today, it takes me to page 716, which for me, it's 2 Peter, starting at the first chapter. And I believe that we can get to Revelation today. So we'll start there, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. 2 Peter 1 and 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. You shall never fall, sorry. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, so stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath shewed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, wherefore, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 2 and 1. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with faint words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of the temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise governments. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytimes. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin. Beguiling unstable souls and heart, they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without waters, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. But when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh to much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who lived in error. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter 3 and 1. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the rich the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that for the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And 1 John 1 and 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 2 and 1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time And as ye have heard that an Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all, teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgresses the law, transgresses also the law. For sin is a transgression of the law. And we know that he would manifest it to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that which and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Whereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and he is his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. First John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begetteth loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water also, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life, for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. We'll turn it around here. Oh, I mean, Second John. Yeah. Second John 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not, and I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entering into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Third John. Starting at the first verse. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly that the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for thy name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and we know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. And Jude, starting at the first, Jude has one chapter, so starting at the first verse, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal life. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, which contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebukes thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the arrow of Balaam for a reward and perish in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carry about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And that will conclude our reading today, that we are now in Revelation. And I wish you all the best in reading. Thank you all so much for your patience. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Cummings. God bless you, Evangelist Cummings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scripture on today by Daniel Candida. It's always a pleasure to listen to her read the Word of God. And there were so many things and so many different points that were brought out as the scripture was being read. And you could just hear the Lord speaking to us and encouraging us and warning us. So many different areas that were read, there were things that were encouraging, there were things that were warning, things we should be aware of, things we should or should not do, how we should love. It was so much in the Word of God. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the throne of grace, and this is an invitation for you to accept salvation. Those of you who don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you want to be a follower of Christ, this is your opportunity to come and to give your life to Jesus. Come now and repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to save your soul. Open your heart up to receive the Lord, that he may come into your heart and dwell there. Anyone with a prayer request or petition, we invite you right now to come with us to the throne of grace. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybell would lead us to the throne of grace. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God that was read. We thank you, O Lord, for this day and for giving us another chance that we could pray. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on the souls of men, all those yes. who are designed to be saved. We pray that you touch their hearts right now. Help them to give themselves to you and commit their way unto you that they might be what you would have them to be. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch in a special way. We know you're able today, and we are taking you at your word. We believe the word of God that was read, and we take the word of God to our hearts. We pray, Jesus, that you'll stretch forth your mighty hand right now. Touch those souls that heard the word of God. We pray that you help them to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt them in due time, and that they might receive you into their heart, that they might be saved. Heavenly Father, I pray, Jesus, that you move, Jesus, by your Spirit, and let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move, Lord. Take full control today, Lord.
Yes.
Help somebody, Jesus, to come to you, Lord. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, oh Lord Jesus, to repent of their sins. Help them to seek your face, oh Lord. Help them today, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. We know you've got all power in your hand. And we know for what reason you came into the world. You came into the world that we might be free, that you might save, oh Lord, heal and deliver and forgive sins, blot out of transgressions. Have mercy, oh Lord. Look on your people, oh Lord. Touch and bless your people everywhere. Oh, my God, look on the saints of God. Help them to stand, oh Lord, in the midst of tests and trials. Help them to endure, Lord. Take them through their tribulation. Help them, oh Lord, to make this journey. We need you to go with us and stand by us.
Yes.
We can't make it on our own, but we're depending on you today, Lord. We need you to lead us and guide us and show us the way that you would have us go. Help us to look to you as never before, depending on you, Lord, knowing that you're able to take us through. Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you look on the souls, oh Lord, designed to be delivered. Somebody is designed a closer walk with you. We pray that you touch, Lord, that give strength to the weak and heal them that are sick. And all those who are sick, listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch, Lord, that heal and deliver. I pray that you have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Help them to repent of their sins and give their life to you before it's too late. Jesus, move in a mighty way. Move by your Spirit, Jesus. Continue to bless your people everywhere. Encourage their hearts and strengthen them and help them to go through. Help them to stand, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on this world, oh Lord. Have mercy on the people, Jesus. Jesus, look on those who are starving. I pray, Lord, for mercy today, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Those that are diseased and sick, we pray that you will heal, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Send on your mercy today. Help somebody, Lord, to believe on you as your scripture has said.
Help
them,
Lord.
Take you at your word, Lord. We know thou art a way maker and thou art a door opener. Fix it, oh Lord. You know the situation. You know how to deliver, oh Lord. Oh my God, we're looking to you as never before. We praying, oh Lord, that we might be ready to meet you, oh Lord. We need to come back. Help us, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, help us.
Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. Jesus. We need a closer walk with you. Help us to pray, Jesus. You said men ought to always pray
and not to think. We need you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Put it in our hearts and in our minds to pray as never before. Drawing closer to you, Lord. Consecrating our lives to you the more. That you might be saved in the end. Take away every way that's not like you. Everything that is contrary to your will. Give us strength, O Lord. And the things that seem to be weak in us, we pray that you touch, O Lord. And give us strength and power, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're depending on you as never before. Looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you look on this broadcast and every listener. Touch and bless them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to continue to listen into the word of God that they might be saved in the name of Jesus, that they might be strengthened, that they might be healed, that they might be delivered. Have mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless in a special way. Prove yourself, O Lord. Manifest yourself. Make a way out of no way. And open up a door, Lord, that may be closed. We know you're able. We know you can do all things. We're getting in you and depending on you. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, O Lord. You've been mighty good to us.
Thank you for your goodness.
We don't deserve your mercy. We don't deserve your goodness, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that you help us, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. I'm depending on you as never before. I know you're able to take me through, Lord. You're able to help us all to endure until the end. We thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that powerful prayer, that anointed prayer. Thank God once again for the reading of the Word of God. I tell you, God is blessing us, and I tell you, we've been blessed throughout the year, even through the tests, the trials, the hard times, and whatever else has been going on. We are yet blessed. The Word of God is powerful. According to the Word, it is powerful. And I thank God for the Word. Thank God once again for prayer. And Lord knows we need more prayer. At this time, we're going to open up the broadcast now for remarks. And if we have anyone on who desire to have remarks, first we're going to have Evangelist May give remarks, and then any other clergy on the line, you are welcome to have remarks. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I really enjoyed hearing the reading of the Word of God. Beautiful, precious Word of God. I tell you, so many different thoughts that was brought forth through the Word of God. I tell you, the Word of God was teaching, preaching, exhorting, and warning, as was already forestated, and teaching us and telling us how we should be living between righteousness and unrighteousness. And I tell you, we are praying because we are trying to be right. We want to be right, glory to God, and everything that's not like the Lord or is not according to the Word, we want to let it go.
Yeah.
We want to be right, and we know that we don't have much more longer down here. Well, I can speak for myself. I don't believe I have a lot of time left, so I'm trying to put my time in while I got a chance. I'm trying to pray and get through to God, because I want to, when I lay my head down, I want to be very sure that I'm with the Lord, that Christ is in me, as the scripture was saying. And I determined to continue to love, like that Bible said, Because if you don't have that love, God definitely is not in you.
Amen.
And I tell you, I just thank God we had a wonderful time on today, and that's why I got in on the broadcast late. I say the Lord moved in that place. I felt his presence. I tell you, we had a wonderful time. The word of God went forth in power. I tell you, the anointing was there.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, Lord, I tell you, it was just like when Vandis Khadija came in there and led that prayer.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, we had another time like that today.
Glory to God.
We were just praising God and thanking God. And then the word of God came forth. And I mean, it came forth in power and demonstration. And it let us know, I tell you, this is judgment work that we're doing. Glory to God. Lord have mercy. It's judgment work that we're doing. And we got to get in a hurry and pray. That was the message today. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. And I tell you, she broke it down. And Cynthia preached under the anointing and broke that word down. She covered so many situations. I tell you, it was just good.
And
we felt the presence of the Lord through the word of God, just through hearing the word of God and believing. The Lord began to touch us, and he moved in there. So I just thank God for what he's doing. I don't know, but God sure knows what he's doing. He knows what we need, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. If we just keep praying and waiting on the Lord, just like that widow woman kept going back to that unjust judge. But she kept going until he delivered her. And this is the same way. Glory to God. Someone already called and asked for prayer.
I said,
well, we got to keep on praying because that is the answer. If you stop praying, that's it. If you stop praying, you've given up on God.
Amen. You're right.
We can't afford to give up. We got to keep on going. Keep praying. Regardless of what the outcome is. Sometimes the devil try to make it seem like you're never going to get through. But if we keep on praying, I believe that God will have mercy and deliver.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for, because the word of God is right all by itself. I just enjoyed the word of God being read. It was just beautiful, beautiful. And I enjoyed everything. The day, the service today, the children, the youth, their little Christmas speeches. The other ones, the older ones, they read their scriptures, and they all were so willing. Came up and did what they were supposed to do. And even we had the little Stephen. We didn't have no one to receive the offering. So I took him up there and told him to, stand right there.
That's right.
Put the offering in. And you know he counted that money without touching it.
Thank you, Jesus.
He counted God just like that without touching it and told me how much was in there. He was right on target.
All right.
Man, we got to train the children in the way they should go. Train them now. Praise God. Put them to work. Because sometimes they come to play. We just had a wonderful time. I can't tell it all. But I thank God for all that he's doing and for this continued reading of the word and the broadcast and for both of you, Dennis Amin and Dennis Khadija, and for the work that you are doing. And we are praying for you that the Lord will continue to bless and have his way. Thank God for all things, and I'm asking you to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Just to echo what Evangelist Nebel was saying, that's how it felt. Like it was admonishing, encouraging, warning, uplifting, and all those things, beautiful things. And one of the scriptures I was reading it in 1 John, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I remember when I was I was young in the Lord, and I was just thinking, oh, how badly I slipped up. And I remember being in the service, and I couldn't even get in the service because I just kept thinking I messed up, and I was just thinking God would never forgive me. And Evangelist Cynthia was preaching, and that's the scripture that she preached from. And I remember she was walking the aisle, and, you know, she was going ahead, and, you know, folks were standing up, you know, saying amen to the word, and I was standing up, and she was walking down the aisle saying that scripture. I didn't say anything to anybody, but because God has given her the spirit of prophecy. And I remember she walked past me, and she said that scripture, and she put her hand on my shoulder, and it wasn't her, but it was God reaching out to me to let me know that he is faithful and he's just to forgive sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'd say I received that. I wasn't trying to figure out how it happened. I wasn't trying to guess who told what. I just received it and I believed it, and I was able to overcome that because my heart had condemned me. And that was another scripture that was in there. But God is greater than our hearts. He knoweth all things. And I was, like I said, I was young in the Lord and younger, and I, you know, still needing to learn some things, but I tell you, God is a teacher. No man had to teach me. It was the anointing. I enjoyed reading this. There's so much in it, so much in the Word of God. And I was enjoying Evangelist Nebel giving the testimony of victory of how God moved and the things that she was saying. Very encouraging. And I'm so glad to know that God, he's everywhere at the same time. And he can move in Maryland. He can move in New Jersey, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, all up and down the East Coast, the West Coast, in the middle, everywhere at the same time. So thank God for her. Thank God for you and your ministry and the work you're doing. And thank God for you all. And that's all I've got. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other clergy on would like to have remarks? If not, we just thank God for beautiful remarks and exhortations, and just hearing about how God moved in the service and how the Word of God came. I tell you, it's just so good to get the Word of God.
Yes.
And it'll give us what we need to continue on, because Lord knows that is food for our souls. That is vital.
Amen.
It's vital to our spiritual life. We need to have the Word of God. Amen. And I just thank God for his precious word. And I've gained so much from the word today. My soul has been blessed. My heart is encouraged. I'm overjoyed. Amen. And I'm just happy from what my ears have heard. And I thank the Lord, because what Evangelist May brought out about the young children, you know, just amazing how God can use little children if we would just give
Amen.
Them a chance, you know, because sometimes they be sitting in the midst. But if you don't ever give them a chance, you won't know what God has blessed them with, what kind of gifts they have, how they can be a blessing to the church.
That's true.
You know,
that's
true. Just have to give them an opportunity. Let them come and do something for the Lord. And if they don't do something right, you can correct them or show them how to do it, and teach them how it's done. And you'd be amazed at what God will do. So I thank God for hearing that and how willing all of them were. And that's exciting. It made me want to be there. I wish I could have been there. Praise the Lord.
I wish you could have been there.
Yes.
I know.
Just to see the children go forth and hear them, singing songs and doing things in the house of the Lord, that gives me great joy to know that they were so willing, praise the Lord, and that the Lord sent his anointing, that the word of God came, and as a warning to let us know this is judgment work. So we have a great work to do, and we can't slack on it. We have to do what God has commanded us to do. And I'm encouraged, and I thank the Lord for this ministry. I thank God for all of those who are listening, who support us and are praying for us. We thank God for you, and we just thank the Lord for you, Evangelist May, for your prayers and your support. We thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, for your prayers, your support, for all that you do. And we just thank God for all things, for his people. We thank the Lord for everyone. Amen. Praise God. And we ask you to continue in prayer for everyone who's on the prayer list and one for another. Let us keep each other in our prayers. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, which is scheduled to air on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And we did have some technical difficulties on Friday. We couldn't get through, so we weren't able to do the broadcast on Friday. And I think the issues are ongoing, but they're working on them. Thank God we were able to get in on today. And I thank the Lord for that. So let us continue in prayer that the Lord will bless the ministry to grow, to prosper, and to support, and that the word gets out into the world. It's important that this word go all the way out to the world. And so if that be all, anything else before we close out?
Yes,
if not,
that is,
go ahead, Evan.
Yes, my broadcast number has changed.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and the Gospel Truth broadcast, the conference line number is now 1-605-313-5995, 166-POUND. And as you stated, yes, the technical difficulties that that's going on with that is, she said it was still going on.
Yeah.
So I so I guess I won't be able to get in on the broadcast side, but
it's fine. I got in. You might be able to get in. I was able to get in today.
Oh, okay.
So you can try it, though. But can you give that number again, the new conference line number again?
Yes, it's 1-605-313-5995. And the access code is 5652166-POUND.
All right. Got it.
Okay.
All right. We thank the Lord. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. for the Gospel Truth. This is for the Gospel Truth broadcast. And on Tuesdays, we have Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Amen. So tune in tonight. Tune in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and be blessed. Praise the Lord. Anything
Merry
else?
Christmas.
You say something?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Amen. And Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all.
Yeah.
Amen. Be happy, be safe, and stay prayed up. Amen. Glory to God. That came to me earlier this week. It, you know, when you tell people have a safe this or have a safe that, tell them stay prayed up. Amen.
Amen.
That'll help you through the year.
Yes.
So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. This does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. Come back on Friday evening at 7 p.m. for the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night. Thank you.